See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey fam, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Can we just pause for a second? We are already in season 2, episode 3. And that right there blows my mind. Now, if you've been rocking with me, you know we've been exposing the enemy. In episode 1, we unpacked how he uses lust and distraction. And then we went on to episode 2, where we talked about the lies he whispered about our worth. And today we're tackling one of his sneakiest traps. Comparison. Because if the devil can't destroy you, he'll distract you, right? And one of the fastest ways to distract a single man, a single woman, or even a single parent in 2025 is through comparison. The subtle little voice that says, look at them, now look at you. So let's talk about it, right? Let's laugh about it. Let's cry a little if we need to, but let's walk free. Okay, let's walk away free. And let's just keep it real, right? Comparison today is loud. And I'm going to make it loud in capital words, loud. Back in the day, you know, we had to run into someone at a reunion or hear through the grapevine that they were doing good, right? Now, literally is one swipe away, right? You open Instagram or TikTok and bam, your friend got engaged. Your coworker bought a house. That girl you went to high school with just had her third baby. Somebody else your age just retired early because you're living at the crypto life. Meanwhile, you're sitting there in sweatpants eating leftover pizza, trying to figure out if you got enough in your account for gas and groceries. And suddenly you feel small, behind, and forgotten. I don't know why pizza came to mind. Maybe because I had pizza earlier today, but... Ladies, I don't know. Maybe you see another engagement post and think, Lord, seriously, another one? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And men, maybe you see a guy your age posting his car, his house, his six-figure job, and you're like, am I even enough? My single parents, maybe you see the post, you know, that perfect family photo in matching pajamas, and you think, my kids are missing out because it's just me. And then the enemy jumps right into that moment with whispers, right? Because that's what he loves to do. See, you're behind. You're not worthy. God forgot you. We've all been there. Let's not lie to each other. But why does the devil love comparison so much, right? Because comparison shifts our focus. It takes our eyes off God and glues them to everyone else's lane. You know, Hebrew 12:1 says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God gave you your own race, guys. He gave every single one of us our own race. But if you're always watching someone else's lap, you'll trip in yours. Yeah? Because comparison is like spiritual quicksand. The more you sink into it, the harder it is to move forward. And listen, comparison isn't just a 2025 problem, right? It's been around. Let's talk about Cain and Abel and Abel in Genesis 4, right? How Cain compared his offering to Abel's and it led to jealousy and murder, right? What about Rachel and Leah in Genesis 29:30, when two sisters both loved differently, comparing themselves constantly? It poisoned their relationship. And Peter in John 21, after Jesus restores Peter, he looks at John and says, Lord, what about him? And Jesus basically tells him, don't worry about him. You follow me. So are you seeing the comparison? It's the same trap, just different generations. And so let's make it practical for 2025, right? Because that's the era we're living right now, right? How it shows up in our daily lives. So a prime example, you're scrolling TikTok and you see couples doing their relationship goals dance or whatever you call it. And suddenly your single night with Netflix feels depressing, right? You're working two jobs, but you see someone your age already traveling the world and you think, what am I even doing? You're parenting alone and you see a two-parent family at church and it stings, right? And if we're not careful, that comparison turns into envy. It can very quickly, bitterness and discontent. And we start rushing God's timing. And that's where we mess up half the time. And then we start questioning our worth, right? We start making choices out of insecurity instead of wisdom. And y'all, that is something that is dangerous. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. So here's the thing about comparison. It's not just annoying. It's destructive. It steals our joy. You know, you can't celebrate your blessings because you're staring at someone else's. It steals your gratitude, right? Instead of thank you, instead of being like, thank you, Lord, for today, it's always like, why not me, Lord? Right? We always dismiss the good things that are happening because we're so hyper-focused on someone else's accomplishments. It steals our focus because while you're watching their lane, right? While you're watching that person's lane, you're missing what God is building in yours. And it can steal your future too, because if you believe you're behind, you might rush into relationships, jobs, or decisions you're not ready for, giving you a huge setback. And it's like starting all over again, you know? And the devil doesn't need to knock you out. He doesn't need to knock you out. He just needs to distract you long enough that you sit on the sidelines. Yeah? So how can we fight this? How can we keep our eyes on God's lane? And I'm going to sound a little repetitive here, but limit the scroll, right? If social media stirs up jealousy, if it makes you feel some sort of way instead of joy, log off. Go on a fast. Okay. Curate your feed. And what do I mean by curate your feed? Curating your feed is by following people who inspire, not people who trigger. If you're fighting something off, and I'm going to go back to lust. If you're fighting lust off, unfollow. Start liking things that are bringing life into you, that are speaking life into you. Just watch how God will work. Okay, it's not about getting off Facebook. It's not about getting off TikTok. It's not about getting off Instagram or whatever other sites you indulge in. It's not about that, okay? It's just about changing the direction your life and your path is going because it's not a positive thing, okay? Practice gratitude daily, okay? Because gratitude is like, I don't know, like a weed killer for comparison, right? Write down three things every day you're thankful for. Okay, and that could be from the previous day. Like, for example, today I write three things that I was grateful for yesterday that happened, right? So do those things and try to celebrate others, guys. When your friends get blessed, clap. And clap, you know, with honesty, clap with happiness for them. Their season doesn't cancel ours. You know, we were always like, in a way, you know, that jealousy stirs up when we want things that other people are getting. I get it, but we can't allow that to take over us. We can't allow that to have control because that's the devil. So if you have a friend that's striving in life, clap for them. Your time will come where they're clapping for you. And shoot, you might be starting to clap for yourself. And try to stay focused on your assignment. You know, ask God daily, what is in my lane today? And do that. And remember God's timing. Ecclesiastes, I think I said that right. I don't know. I butcher these names, but whatnot. Chapter 3 says that there's a season for everything, guys, okay? And if it's not your season yet, it just means he's still writing it. Fam, let me tell you something. Your timeline is not broken. It's just different from others. And that person that got their breakthrough, they went through things too, okay? It might have not been the same things you went through, but believe me, they gone through something in life. And they also struggle with things. And again, I'm gonna bring this back. Not every relationship is brought together by God. Okay, the devil works out there. He's working overtime to bring people that are destructive together. Okay, to do his work. And ladies, hear me out. You're not late. Okay, you're not less. You're not forgotten. So don't let comparison trick you into thinking your story is behind schedule. It's right on time. My men, listen, you're not your job title, okay? You're not your bank account. You're not your car. Your worth is not defined by possessions, okay? Don't measure yourself against another man's highlight reel. That doesn't define you. Another man having a better car, a bigger house, and more money in his account does not make him worthy or better than you. And to my single parents, you know, lean in, because I got to tell you, your family is not second class, okay? Your kids are not missing out because of your story. You are showing them resilience. You're showing them faith, and you're showing them love, and you're showing up for them every single day. And a lot of these parents that are a two-kid household, just because they got two parents doesn't make it any better. I was a two-parent household at one point with my child. And it was horrible. It was painful. It was painful. And that right there, it's priceless, okay? Showing them that resilience and that faith and love, that's priceless. Okay? Not everybody gets that. So just be grateful, okay? And so let's pause for a minute with some reflections, right? I'm going to leave you with four things to kind of reflect back on. And the first one is, where does comparison sneak up most in my life? Is it in relationships? Is it in money, looks, parenting? And how does it affect my mood, my prayers, my choices? What's one boundary I can set this week to protect my peace? And the last one I'm going to leave you with is, what's one thing I can thank God for right now that comparison tried to blind me to? I want you to write it down, say it out loud, and share it with a trusted friend. Don't leave it blank, you know, or don't leave it in the dark. Write it down, ponder, pray over it, and share it with somebody. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for making each of us uniquely, wonderfully, and intentionally. Forgive us for the times we've let comparison steal our joy. Today, we choose gratitude, God. We choose focus. We choose trust in your timing. For my sisters, remind them that they're not behind. And for my brothers, remind them that they are enough. For our single parents, remind them that, you know, their family is blessed and it's seen. Father, silence the whispers of the enemy and help us run boldly in our own lane. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And family, that's episode 3. The devil doesn't want or doesn't get to distract us anymore. I'm telling you, we're done with comparison. We're choosing gratitude. We're choosing focus, and we're trusting God's perfect plan. And I'll see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. But until then, please keep your eyes up. Okay, your heart's grateful, and remember, your story is unfolding right on time. Let go and let God. Okay, until next time, bye. To break all these cycles. To break all these cycles. To break all these cycles. Generational.